Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. As we come today, God, we thank you for the blessing of this day. We thank you for this opportunity just to share the good news of Jesus Christ. As always, we ask that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Happy New Year to you. You here and those over social media, we thank you as well. There's a word from the Lord that comes from the prophet Jeremiah, 29th chapter, verse number 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, God Has a Plan for You. God has a plan for you. At last check, there were more than 7 billion people on the face of this earth. A number that's hard to comprehend, a number that's hard to keep count of. But even so, in the midst of that number, here we are. And you may think that with that many people, that God may have forgotten about you, that God may have been too busy for you. That's not the case. He cares about you. He cares about me, and we matter. I mean, if I said no more today, that ought to be a word of encouragement for you, that no matter what's going on, that the God who sits high and who looks low really, truly cares about you. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and those who dwell therein. We know for a fact that God is in charge. Old saints would say he never sleeps, he never slumbers. Amen. That you'll never catch God getting a nap. You'll never catch God not on his holy job. He is always there, and he knows everything about us. I love what the writer in Luke 12 and 7 says. He knows the very hairs on your head. Amen? I mean, he know every one. He could add them up, subtract them, add to them, multiply them. And that amazes me that it lets me know how much he knows about me, how much he cares about me. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. God has you here for a reason. There's a plan and a purpose for your life. Jeremiah recalls in the first chapter, he says, you know what? Before I even knew myself, while I was in my mother's womb, you already had a plan for me. Now, isn't that hard to imagine that even before you even said dad, mama, there was already a plan in place for you. So before you put together your 2020 list of what you're going to do and your decade plan, make sure you run it by God. Make sure it has God's divine blessings. Now, I don't mind planning, but always know that he can come along and change your plan. He can come along and tear up your plan. He can come along and change your calendar. He can come along and do what he wants to. Why? He's sovereign. He is God. He can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. He is God. The text today, the passage today, people like. Oh, I like that, Reverend. That's my passage. But let me give you some background on Jeremiah 29 and 11. He says, yes, I know the plans I have for you. Praise God, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. We'll pick it apart for a couple of Sundays. And not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This is written by the prophet Jeremiah in letter form. He's sending it from Jerusalem to Babylon. It is going to a people who are in captivity. The people of Israel are in captivity. They're in exile. And you say, oh, really? It is because they've been disobedient. Yet before they get to the plans, God has put them in a place to show them that he is God all by himself. Has God ever put you in your place? You thought you were all that, and I thought I was all that. And God said, wait a minute. That's not my plan. Let me sit you down for a minute. And so can I just get country? They were showing off, and they were serving false gods. So God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to take them hostage. And he speaks a word to them while they are in captivity. He says, now, while you're there, won't you build some houses? While you're there, won't you settle down? Won't you grow a garden? And why don't you pick the garden? And why don't you marry? And why don't your kids marry? And why don't you pray for peace? All of that in exile. And you may be in a seemingly captivity state in your own situation, but note that even where you are, God still has a plan for you. Can I just say this? That where you are may be a part of God's divine plan. You can't wait to get out. You can't wait for a new season. You can't wait for things to change. But in that, you're learning. In that, he's growing. Oh, you know, God. You know my little piece of story. When I thought I was off. You know my I ain't got no job story. Man, that thing humbled me. Anybody ever been humbled by God? I mean, he had to sit you down, sure enough. Well, they were in captivity. He says, while you are there, make good use of your time. And here's what blows them away. He says, and he'll bring you out in 70 years. 70 years. Now, God, I mean 70. And you may be in a place right now that you can't wait to transition from. But God is saying, while you're in that place, I'm going to teach you some lessons. Amen? And you know, and 7 is not all bad because 7 represents perfection. 10 represents completeness. So let's unpack it. First of all, let's talk about the knowledge of God. For I know the plans I have for you. He is an all-knowing God, omniscient. He has knowledge of the universe, past and present and future. We don't need a drone. God has an eye on everything. Amen? And the proof is in the scripture. The first 10 words in the Bible, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen? He has knowledge. And he created man and woman. And he made them in the image of God. So God knows everything from the beginning, from start to finish. He's God. You know, I don't know about you, but it blows me away that I serve a powerful God like that. It blows my mind that I could say I'm one of his children. And no matter what other folk may say about the power trip they're on, I serve a God who sits high. I serve a God who has all knowledge. Heavenly honor roll. He knows everything. There is no wrong answer. Amen? Aren't you glad? Come on, give God a praise today just for that. I know his knowledge and his wisdom. Love what Paul says over in 1 Corinthians 1:21, 1:25. He says, you know what? He says, God used the foolishness of preaching to save folk. That he don't really need a preacher. He could have just spoke it anyhow. But he'll use something as preaching to reach those who think they know it all. He'll use someone to stand and to declare. Why? Because it says God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God, which is not even possible, is stronger than human strength. God has knowledge, for I know. But he says, for I know the plans. Ah, what plans? The ones that he drew up. The ones that is on his holy hard drive. The ones that you will find in the Word of God. Aren't you amazed at how the Word of God can deal with every situation? And you can just go back to the concordance in the back of the Bible. If you got a nice Bible, and find a word. Anybody use concordance? It's all right. Man, you go in the back and say, wait a minute, peace. Wait a minute. I'll go back here. It'll take you back over here. So anything you're going through, he already knows. Amen? And the Bible gives you a sneak peek of what God is doing. Jeremiah talks to a people who are in captivity. They don't know what the next thing is going to be, but he ministers to them right where they are. Aren't you glad that God is the one who draws up the plans? Aren't you glad he's the one that has the holy blueprint and not you? Amen. Aren't you glad he's the one that sets the sun in the sky and sets the moon and the stars? He's in charge like that. The God that we serve has a plan, and we got to be obedient that to get the plan, but to follow God's instructions. Old folks, you ought to just behave. Amen? Sometimes we misbehave. And we got to just do what God say do, even though we don't understand the whole plan. But if God is in it, it's going to work. If God has made it and formed it, it says, here are his plans, the plans that I have for you. You know, Peter was one who was obedient for a minute. You remember Peter was out there and he saw the Lord on the water and he said, if that be you, command me to come walk on the water. He's going to challenge the Lord. Come on, Peter. Peter stepped off the boat and all of a sudden he kind of lost his focus. And sometimes we step out there and God has to pick us up. We got to be obedient. It is his plan that he's made for us. Thank God that he knows my beginning. He knows my end. He knows my in between. That still blows me away. That I talk about my journey. You talk about your journey. Thought we knew a thing or three. But look how God has just guided your life. And guess what? He's not done with you yet. Amen. He's not done. There's still a plan. And to discover that plan, it's in the Word of God. Tell the people that God said that I know the plans. The plans that I have for you, it's personal. My plan is not your plan. They might be similar, but we're different people. God has something for you. He has something for me. It may not be the same thing. Don't force your plan on somebody else. It may not fit. Amen? Don't force your ideas necessarily on someone else. But you pray that God might speak to that person and that they may hear the plan of God. You know what I come to realize as I get more seasoned? You can't make folk do anything. Amen? You try it. Yeah, because I said so. It done turned you off already. But when God speaks, something happens. When God get after you, you start moving. When God speaks to you, things will change. The plan he has for you is custom made. Your name is, look at that. I got a little monogram today. TLT. You know, that means it's mine or my son, you know. And then on my cufflinks, my wife bought me and said, Tim. So, so we lack stuff that's customized for us. We got cars that will call our name. Good morning, how are you? Amen? They'll talk back to you and says, are you ready to start the car now? Yeah. Oh, some of y'all got cars like that. I didn't get that package. I got to put mine in drive. But we know that God has a plan with your name on it. And can he trust you with the plan that he's giving you? Can he trust that you won't mess it up? Trust that you won't change it. Trust that you won't alter it. Trust that you won't claim it as your own. There's a plan. It's for you, but he gave it to you. And no, you better trust the timing of God. Can I just say that? That you had hoped by now to be at a certain place. You know, by 30. By 40. By 50. By 60. But you know, it's the timing of God. Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. To them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, it takes the pressure off of me knowing that God's in charge. I'm not worried about, oh God, is this plan going to work? Oh Lord, I missed my deadline. No, God, thank you that you know what's best for me. Thank you that you've got my back. Thank you that you know where I'm going. Even when I can't see, I know you make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. I just trust you like that. Anybody trust God like that? That you tore up another plan last year, that your timetable was off. David was told he'd be king. He got excited. It was 15 years before he became king. Joseph had been promised great things. He had to wait for a long time. Brothers sold him into slavery, thrown into prison, did some time, came out, got accused for sexual harassment. But when God got ready, God moved. Because God had a plan for him. Isaiah can testify. He says, you know what? He giveth power to the faint. And to them who have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint. And they may fall. They may get tired. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew them. Can I just stop right there? If you just wait on the Lord's plan and not try to implement your plan, it'll be a plan that will work. Jesus has a plan. For a broken humanity, the Bible says he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. He's still waiting. He waited on you, and he waited on me while we were still acting crazy, some of us. He was still waiting, and he's the kind of God that says, you know what? You mess it up, but I still got a plan for your life. You a liar, but I got a plan for you. You a backbiter, but I got a plan for you. It's all in my time. He's waiting for lost souls. He will return. That's his plan. But will you be ready when he comes? Close with the old hymn that I used to hear and sing. I'm not sure if it was out the hymn book or if Big Daddy, somebody drew it up. Saints of old would just get a song and whip it up. My wife kids me all the time. She goes down home. She say, what in the world are y'all singing? I said, girl, you won't find that in the hymn book. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want. Sit down, servant, and rest a little while. But there's another one that says, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. Why? Because he will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood, get right with God. And once you get right with him, you'll begin to see his plan unfold. And I'm excited, church, about what God is about to do in the here and now. I don't know what is it, the fifth. It don't matter. I'm not counting the days because he's already gone ahead of me. But I'm excited about what God is going to do. I'm excited about the little bit he shows me about the plan for my life. It don't take much to get me excited. God, are you going to do that? And the question is, am I ready and prepared for him to do what he has to do? And when I get a glimpse of his glory, when I get a glimpse of what he wants to do, I get excited. Don't take much to get me excited, shouting for joy, saying, God, thank you for where you brought me from. And thank you for where you're taking me. and thank you for where you've guided me to. And see, God will put people in your path, and they don't even know that they're being used to bless you. Don't count nobody out. Say, I can't stand him. That very person God may be using to bless you. The Bible says you take the wealth of the wicked and he gives it to the saints. So you never know what he's going to do. But I can tell you today that he does have a plan. You know, as I close today, I used to write insurance for a company. And I would go in with my plan. Say, hi, my name is Tim. And here is plan A and plan B. Hoping they'd buy one of them, but I would put the plans forward and they could pick the plan. But when you deal with God, he's already found the plan for you. He already has what's best for you. And that gives me joy unspeakable. So do you know today that God has a plan for you? For I know the plans, declares the Lord. And we'll unpack it next week and the week after. That's the word of God. Come on, stand today all over this place. And we got to be willing today to talk about, yeah, here's the plan, but we need a yes in the process. That's so key. Now, when God presents the plan to you, don't get all funny. I don't want that. But the plan he has for you is one that's best for you. So rather than grumble, just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. How many folk want to say yes today?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, say it today.
Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, yes.
To the depths of my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Completely.
That's it.
My soul said yes.
Oh, some of y'all are not singing now. Come on, say it loud.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My soul said yes.
Just for a moment, think about the plan of God. I tell myself sometimes, you know, maybe I missed it. Maybe I chose the wrong plan. Maybe I missed what God has been saying to me. And sometimes the enemy will tell you this, oh man, you don't miss that. Your season up. He's a liar. And the truth is not in him. I believe today he has a plan. And it's not just when I retire or what I do next, but a plan for me to make me be all he wants me to be. And that's why I can say yes. As you come today, maybe you have been saying, no, hold up, wait a minute, let me get back with you. God sent Jesus to die just for you. If you've come today, never given your heart to Jesus, today you can receive him into your life. But you've got to confess unto him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner who needs to be saved. I need a plan, God, and you have the plan I need. Today, in the name of Jesus, save that person in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org.
or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.